What's the first thing you think about in Chanukah?
Sorry.
So, to a certain degree, one of the major things to think about, so there are really a lot of others also, one of the major things to think about is Meroch, right, the lighting of the Chanukah lights. Right? Meroch doesn't mean candles, doesn't mean the wax candles, but it means the lights, the mitzvah of the Torah. Or, in essence, the Gemara refers to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as Ner Ishu Beisa. And the question is what that means, and what ramifications does it have for someone who doesn't have a house? So there's a whole halachic discussion. I don't know if you guys discussed it, where you guys should light your Hanukkah menorahs. You guys discussed it. A lot of shittos, fascinating stuff. What are you guys going to light? You haven't thought about it yet? You guys bought menorahs? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, as in both? You thought about where you're going to light? Huh?
Or
you
bought?
Oh, the buying part, that's easy. To prepare, you need to prepare yourself physically and emotionally for the holiday spirit. Gemara says, "Vehicha monoch le Rav Acha berei de Rava Amar miyamin, Rav Shmuel midiftei Amar mismo. Vehilchata mismo kedesh tei ner Chanukah mismo mezuza miyamin." Where exactly do you place this ner Chanukah? So there's a discussion in the Gemara. The simple chat is you should put it biyamin. Why should you put it biyamin? Because we usually put mitzvot on the right hand side. However, here the Gemara says a fascinating thing. You should put it on the left, even though we don't usually put things on the left. Why? Kedei shetehe ner Chanukah mezuzah miyamin v'ner Chanukah mismol. That the mezuzah should be on the right side, the ner Chanukah should be on the left side. Huh? This is on Chabez Amadah. So the question is this just a technical type of thing? Meaning, there's nothing specific, nothing unique here, nothing connected to mezuzah and Chanukah, but it's just, you know, how do you really usually understand? What's the explanation you heard? Why do we put the mezuzah on one, why do we put it on the opposite side of the mezuzah? To be surrounded by mitzvahs. Who says that? It's not in the Gemara, and it's not even in Rashi, right? It may be some, you know, but basically, no, on the simple pshat, it's true. It's good to be surrounded by mitzvot. In a moment, we're going to explain that it's not just surrounded by any mitzvot. But if we understand what Ner Chanukah is all about, so we'll start to understand. The Gemara also says, mitzvot Chanukah Ner Ish Uvish. The mitzvah of Chanukah is ner, ish u'beis. So what's the simple pshat of it? Al pi halacha, it means the base of mitzvah of Chanukah is one candle per house. V'hamahadrin. They put a ner, v'chol echavecha. V'hamahadrin min hamahadrin. What do they do? Huh? Every night, a different amount. Then there's machlok, as we've shown you, whether mahadrin min hamahadrin is built off of mahadrin or not. Meaning, the svardin, everything, the master of the house, the Balabayas is the one who lights for everyone. Paul, amen. The question is, what's this basic mitzvah? Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ish Ubeisa. So if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, I hope I have it here. The Lashon of the Rambam is as follows. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Oh, I don't have that. If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam seems to say that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah in the house itself. Shehei kol bayis ubayis magni. First of all, hold on, just as a paramagal. Now you guys are starting to become mandoni, right? You're starting a process. Don't try to do it all in 1 year. Obviously, most of you will hopefully be here for more than 1 year. But at the same time, I didn't say that publicly, by the way. I'm not sure. But.
They say it publicly.
Huh? They say publicly. So I said it also. But the kitzer, the way to get a little bit into a holiday is first of all to look at least where the Gemaras are. Chanukah is the easiest in a sense, but it's really three blocks in the Sefer Shabbos. Three blocks in the Sefer Shabbos is most of the studios of the Masechet Megillah is a whole Masechet. Not that the whole Masechet is dealing with the Inyanim of Megillah, but you know, the first two Prokim, a lot of it's a lot of Agadita, because there's a Megillah to be Dorish. In Chanukah, it's really only three blot. But even if you don't do that, you take a look at the Rambam. Because the Rambam, especially in Chanukah, the Rambam wants to tell us what the holiday is all about. How do I know? Because the Rambam starts with history. Hilchos Chanukah is two Prokim. Starts from Perek Gimel, there's Hilchot Megillah of Chanukah, and Perek Gimel is begins. And he gives a little bit of the history, which is very important. The Vayicheni, Kishamach, Kishamach, Yavan, etc., where it goes like zero. And the Rambam here also defines the basic mitzvot of Chanukah. He says, he doesn't say that the mitzvah of Chanukah is for each individual to light. The mitzvah is on the bayis. What sense does that make? Even an afkamina? Someone asked me a question, they're in the air. They're flying in the air. On the first night of Hanukkah, from America to Israel, they're missing the first night of lighting candles. What should they do? Don't I'm not saying it's a partial thing. There's a day in the day out, and it's brought down in Pesach Teshuvah, so you should light a candle on the plane until they force you to extinguish, and that's not considered cups and sockle, but a whole different thing, a little while. This simple chat is if you accept the Rambam's reading, you're not in a bayis, especially the first day of Chanukah, you're not working off of a previous day, there's no mitzvah for you. The mitzvah is on the bayis. Huh? So, it's a good question. It's a good question. Now, with this particular person who asked me, I said, if you could have someone in your house and light for you in your house, there's what to talk about. But because it's the first night of Chanukah, and he hasn't yet made that his bayis for Chanukah, and factually he didn't even live in that house last year for Chanukah, so there's good reason to assume that that's not his bayis at all. I said, if you got someone, fine, but you don't have to go crazy. If you could.
Bias is determined separately, your bias for Chanukah, not just your bias.
So that's the question. I don't want to get into the halachic issue, let's say you go away for Shabbos. So, what's your chayav? Is your house chayav? To the point that one of my rabbis, Amir, said, it's awesome to go away for Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah. I said, terrible that the yeshiva is the one day everyone leaves. He said, that's the worst day to leave. Huh?
We should stay.
I didn't say this. And I didn't even say you should stay. Not in public, not in private.
Only on the recording.
I'm not saying my shita opinion. I'm saying what I want to point out is that there's a chiyuv on the bayis. So it could be that you transport your bayis with you if you go somewhere else. But if you're in an airplane, so that's clearly it doesn't belong to you more than anyone else there, etc. Well, Efshir, you don't have a chiv at all. That's also going to Skichuva, if I remember correctly. I remember the day, the wild day. How much I remember. But the question is, why is the chiv of the Chanukah chiv of the bayis? And this is what we have to understand. Because this, hopefully, will give us an understanding of the element of Chanukah, which is not always realized. And that is as follows. Mezuzah miyamin ya Chanukah mishmah. Where do you light your neros Chanukah? So the Gemara says, al pesach beiso mibachutz. You light it, al pesach beiso mibachutz. What's that mean? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands it means, al pesach beiso, meaning the door of your house, but outside. And what does Tosfos say? Al pesach chatzero. If you have a chatzer. So there's a major machlokas biyameinu, not getting into it. Whether a chatzer exists biyameinu or not. And he says no, Rebbe Yashiv says yes. And one thing is clear. If we grow up in America and we always light our candles inside the house, we always light candles. And we always light them. I don't know if they light oil yet in America. They light oil yet in America? Okay, good. In my day they didn't. and at least where I came from. And we look inside the house, by the window, right? That is not Dina de Gemara. Now Dina de Gemara adds on that you also light that if you live in an aliyah, you light by the window. And it adds on a third thing, that b'shas ha'takana, you light, it's, you know, you could light al shulchan u'vidayo, it's enough to light on your shulchan. And there's a big machlokas, Rav Yosher is a machmir, ligamri, Rav Yosher says, if you do not light in the ikar makam adlaka, you could light in, you're not using this at all, bracha levatala. Machmir bazar ala. So, and because of that, it's a major problem. If you have a chatzer, kunder chazanish, there exists no chatzer, kunder Rav Yosher, there is. So kunder Rav Yosher, you yotzi the mitzvah in one place, and one place only, kunder chazanish, you're not yotzi the mitzvah there at all. Big problem, some people light more than one candle, etc. Not for us. What is for us? What is for us? What sense does it make? Our way of lighting in America, in America, developed. The people on the outside see, and you see inside. According to this way, who are you lighting for? You're not really lighting for the people inside the house at all. Because they're not even going to see the candles. The candles are outside. Correct? Nachon? So Mardonim V'Rabonu, we have to take a relook at what Neres Chanukah is all about. And Stam, if you remind me at the end, I'll tell you what the Minchas Yitzchak says to explain our Minhug of Yidah B'nei Yisoschar. But as follows. There's good reason to believe that a big part of Hanukkah is reflected in the reflected in the fact that the Bayit HaYehudi, the Jewish house, is supposed to be a stronghold of Emunah. And the second that it is breached, and the second that its walls are broken down, and other influences are allowed to gain inside, so then there's no telling where those influences could get to. Now, my friend, we know that the Yavanah were what? What were they bad? How did Yavanim fight the Jewish people? You heard this when you were a kid, I'm sure. What's the difference between Chanukah and Purim? Why on Chanukah do we not have a mitzvah suda, and on Purim we do? What did they tell you?
Spiritual.
Huh?
Spiritual.
Meaning in Chanukah was a spiritual thing. So firstly, it's not kosher, there's no mitzvah. Suda on Chanukah, the Rambam does use simcha as a lashon. Oh. Nadun bazan. We're not going to cause the trouble there. But the question is, what was the spiritual battle? They also tried to kill. There was a battle against the Cheshmonaim, but it was more for the people who were withholding the spiritual battle. What was the spiritual battle? The Yavanim did not want to eradicate Judaism. Why did they not want to eradicate Judaism? Because there were a lot of beautiful things in Judaism. You want to know what was very beautiful? The Holy Temple was a beautiful edifice. And because the Holy Temple is a beautiful edifice, the Yavanim did not destroy it. What did they do it? To it? Huh?
Bringing their idols.
Bringing their idols, and what have they refer to? Chiladu. They were mechalel of the Kedusha. The Yavanim wanted to take everything and erase the Kedusha within it. And therefore they were Mitani. And it was a big inyan for them to be Mitani. You see this? As far as we're concerned, this is only beautiful. And they were happy. What did they want with the Torah? They wanted the Torah translated to Greek. Why did they want the Torah translated? Because there are a lot of beautiful things in the Torah. But the Kedusha Shabbat, that they weren't interested in. And the Yavanim fought the spiritual battle. The battle was based upon taking everything sacred to Judaism and retaining it without the sacred elements. That was the battle of the Yavanim. They were in the Chala of Kedusha. How'd they succeed? So listen to the Medrash. There is a Medrash Maisa Chanukah, which is fascinating. And in this Medrash Maisa Chanukah, it goes through the story. Firstly, the Medrash, huh?
Where is it?
It's in the Bar Ilan. Look up Medrash Maisa Chanukah. They have it. In the Otzer Midrashim Amud Kuf Pehe. On Bereshis Rabbah, the Medrash tells us that there were four Mamlachos, four Malchios, which are going to subjugate the Jewish people. I learned it from the Pasuk of Bereishis. If you learn the Maharal and Sefer Ner Mitzvah, which is the easiest Sefer of the Maharal to learn, they say, he says, Va'aretz hayta tohu zu malchus bavel, Vavohu zu malchus madai, V'choshech zu malchus yavon. Choshech is malchus yavon. Why? Sheikhshicha inan shall you sell begzerosan. They darkened the eyes of the Jewish people with the gzerot shaito merit lahem kitvu al keren ashur she'ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. What was the battle of Yavon? The battle of Yavon against the Jewish people was that they said, right, al keren ashur, right, on the horns of your animal, that you have no portion with the God of the Jewish people. That's what Yavon said. Why is it so important that Yavon said that? Why they write kitvu lechem al keren ashur? What's it mean she'ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael? What do you guys think? The battle of Yavon was Choshech. Any ideas?
You didn't have to be always sick a little in Machshava.
Says the Medrash. Listen to this Medrash Ma'isachan.
Medrash Ma'isachanika says as follows. It quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah and it says, Bimei ha-Yavonim nitchayev mikraze. Sherimu sod al Yisrael.
Right? What was the idea of the Yavanim?
Amru bo v'nechadesh aleim gzerod ad sheyivatu beloheim v'yaminu bavodah zarah shemayim.
They had a plan. We're going to make gzerod. The purpose of the gzerod is to break down the amun of the Jewish people. Right? Spiritual battle.
Amdu v'gazu. What was their first gzerod?
A wild gzerod. Listen to this gzerod.
Kol ben Yisrael she'osa lo briach u'maskir lepitcho yidaker b'cherem.
Anyone who makes a lock on their door, puts a door and a lock, will be killed. What's that basically mean? The Jewish people do not have a door protecting their homes. They can't lock the door. They can't have total privacy. And if they leave the house, good chance things are going to get stolen because they can't lock it up. So, to a certain degree, if they don't want things stolen, they have to lock it. And in the middle of the night, also the door is not locked. So, they have to not go to sleep.
Terrible gzera. And the Gemara goes on to say, V'chol kach lama kedei shelo yeh liyishol kavod v'lo reshus.
Tznius. They didn't want them to have any
kavod, any tznius. Why? It goes on that if you don't have a door, you don't have Tznius, etc. Amru lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people could not understand how this was going on. So they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sholom, Kamanu Yecholim Lisbo.
How can we take so much? So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? You want to know why this is happening to you?
Take a guess, Yidin.
Amru lahem, the Avon Mezuzah. Because of the Avon Mezuzah, you were not careful with the mitzvah of Mezuzah.
Ela afalpi came rivacha timsa begzeruzu vayisol shkuin below dolatot veinacha delet mavir reus isha me'albala kedelet shenemelacha, that there was good things that came out of it also.
Va'amdu begzeruzu shaloshan, for 3 years they lived with begzeru, a Jew could not have a door on his house.
The Yavanim saw that it wasn't enough, so they made another gzeru. What was their gzeru? What we saw in the Bereishis Rabbah. Kol adam yisrael sheishol shor oseh yechakek al karnav. She'ein lo chelek b'elokei Yisrael.
You have no chelek b'elokei Yisrael.
What's that mean? V'chol kach lama, because they didn't want Jews to have basar or chalav or gvina,
because a Jew would either have to admit through his animals that he doesn't believe in God, or what would we have to do? Sell all his animals. And this way, they would be able, without having to kill the Jewish people, to be able to starve them.
Comes the Gemara, comes the Medrash and says, the Jewish people were so upset, and they sold all their behemos. Amar lema kodesh baruch hu, why is this happening? Ba'avon shemenatem atzmechem mealot b'shalosh regalim liyushalayim ulakriv karbanot v'litein matanos kibum.
You know why this is happening? Because you did not use your animals, etc., to go and provide, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to bring karbanos, to give matanos kahuna. You misuse your animals, and
you didn't take advantage of the Beis HaMikdash. And Mara goes on to say, but still,
Kodesh Baruch Hu helped them out, because they didn't have doors, so wild animals would run into their house, they would quickly shecht it and eat it, and have stuff to eat.
kivaldik stuff. The whole medrash is worth seeing. The end of the medrash especially is how the marriage began. But we'll put that aside for a moment for time's sake and explain this how.
What happened in what did the Yevanim try to do and what did they succeed in? The Yevanim tried to destroy the bias of the Jewish people. Not by physically destroying it, but by spiritually destroying it, by being mechaleh. How'd they do so? So first they went to the big bias of the Jewish people, and that's based on the question. Bo, Pritzin, they made Yudim or Pirzos, 13 rakes, in order to destroy the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, destroy the Chomos, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And they brought in idols, and they brought in a Zona, and they were metame everything. They wanted to destroy the Kedusha in the edifice. The same zera they made on the individual Jewish houses and on the animals of the Jewish people. In the houses, there's no kavod. The Jewish house, as Bilam noticed, part of the cover is within the tzniyos, within the fact that it's not open to the outside world. There's kavod, there's tzniyos, etc. That you can't have it in there. Your animals, in the chen chilek v'lokeisha. So what does this mean, my friend? What does the Medrash say? You want to know why this didn't succeed? Huh? The animals aren't part of the bias, but the animals are reflective of your chilek. We're not going to have time to discuss that point, but I want you to think about it. In lachem chilek b'lokeisho. Why is that lashon the lashon that is always used? Why they're at kisu lachem akarni hashur? This Medrash mentions that also, but why akarni hashur? And think about it, is it all connected to the fact that you always, it works out calendarically, that always the parsha of Mikates, or almost always the parsha of Mikates read on Chanukah, and Vayishu the Shabbos, one of the Shabbos Chanukahs or before Chanukah. What do these parshas speak about? Yosef. Who was Yosef? Bechor Shoro Hadarlo. Right? Yosef was Shor. Something Yosef stood for. Having a chilek b'elokei Yisrael. Think about it. But my friends, you want to know why the Yevanim started succeeding? Because the Jewish people were not taking advantage of the bias. But Avon Mezuzah. But Avon Mezuzah, what's a Mezuzah supposed to do? Mezuzah, we say, protects us. Why does a mezuzah protect us? If the mezuzah protects what goes into our door, so then the mezuzah, if the message is, when you walk into the door and you read the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, the Rambam says that you go and you touch the mezuzah and you stop, and you're nisorer. It's almost the same lashon as by Tkiya Shofar. You awaken yourself to realize that HaKadosh Baruch was in the room, that HaKadosh Baruch was here. The fact of mezuzah is a reminder that my house is supposed to be a kodosh edifice. And the Jewish people did not take advantage of Beis HaMikdash. They didn't realize that you could have a physical edifice which can be an edifice of Kedusha, and therefore it's worth going. There's something there that you can't find in your own house. You can't find. And even animals, the same thing as using something physical in the world for a karbon, for matanos kahuna, for something kodosh. What was the failure of the Jewish people that the Yevanim took advantage of, and the Yevanim made inroads, the Jewish people were not ensuring that their bias was reflective of the Kedusha. And therefore, what is Ner Chanukah all about? This is very short and not doing justice, I have to go. What is Ner Chanukah all about? Ner Chanukah is about returning the Kedusha to our homes. Shehei kol bayis u'bayis ma'am. Near ish ubeis. You can't only take care of yourself, you have to take care of your bayis. And the Ikar Adin is the entire bayis has one message. And you want to know what? Near Chanukah is a message to the outside world, on the one hand, that this is a bayis who the Yevonim did not succeed in conquering. This is a bayis that upholds the message. But you want to know what else it is? Near Chanukah is a licensing agent. If you want to come into my house, you want to know what? You have to fit. The influences that I'm going to allow into my home have to be in line with the message of my home. So what do? Ba'avon mezuzah. We failed originally in being careful enough with mezuzah and realizing what is the nature of what has to go into my home. So you want to know what we do in its place? If you come into my house,
you have to fit with the message of mezuzah on one hand and the message of Ner Chanukah on the other. You have to fit here. Secondly, the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah that we like, the Chanukiah is better said. Gemara says, Asur, Machlokes, whether Mutar Lishtamish L'Or or Asur Lishtamish L'Or, we pass in Asur Lishtamish L'Or, that's what we say in Aneiros Halal. Why is it Asur Lishtamish L'Or? Anyone know? So there are two days. Rashi says Shein Nikar Shunir Shal Mitzvah. No question what that means, etc. Secondly, the Bala Ma'or and others say no, because it's connected to Menorah Shel Hamikdash. The Menorah Shel Hamikdash near Chanukah is where the original miracle was, and we act as reflective of that exact mitzvah. That exact. This is our house. What are we basically doing? We're transforming our house to a Beis HaMikdash. And the essence of Ner Chanukah is for us to question once a year what elements we allow into our homes. Are we ensuring that not only are we building a mikdash not in ourselves, but are we building that in our homes? Now you guys don't fully have homes, but you have even bigger homes. So Amital, from what I never heard it from him directly, but Amital used to say that a Bachur Yeshiva was here for a year. In the old days, you actually came for the whole year, you know, and you didn't leave, etc. So, you know what he said? That's his home. And he said, Allah for holding one day of Yom, etc. If you learn there, if you learn for a year in Yeshiva, that if you don't leave that, that's your home. And if that's your home, so you have to build the bayis, because the bayis that you build here is going to ensure the bayis that you build after. And you have to look, Ne'acharika has to be, for 8 days a year, I take next to my mezuzah and I come and say, am I looking at being mekadesh my bayis? Am I developing the skills to be able to be mekadesh my bayis? Near Ishu Beis, whole bayis u'bayis madik. My bayis is madik. It shows the outside world who I am. And you want to know what? Just end with this. Oh my goodness. We'll end with this, but the Minchas Yitzchak asked, how is it that some people still be amenu light inside, even though now it's mutter the light outside? That the lighting outside was to show the world, to be mechanech the world. The lighting inside is to be mechanech ourselves and our children. He said there was a time when, he bases this on the Lashalikilas Tainis, he says there was a time when we thought and we were in a position that we were strong enough inside that we could direct our efforts towards everyone on the outside. He said, but now we need, now Biyameinu, after the Kitru, etc., we have to go focus on ourselves. And besides the message that we give to the outside world, we have the light inside for us as well. We have to realize, are we taking part in realizing and bringing down this message of Ner Ishu Beisa, what type of bias we want to have? Enjoy, get ready for Hanukkah, decide where you're going to light, where you're allowed to light, etc.